Okay, good morning. As our moderator pointed out, I'll be talking about accountable care organizations and their impact on rural health management and practice. I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, first I'm going to give a bit of introduction to the Rural Health Research Group at the University of Central Florida. Then I'm going to talk a bit about the ACO Executive Officer interviews that we did and our study methods. Sorry, can you hear me? And then I'm going to discuss some of the findings and then have some concluding remarks, which will be moderated. So the research group, we have people from the College of Health and Public Affairs, Business, Nursing, and Medicine, as well as graduate research assistants and also undergraduate research assistants. Here's the group. So we've completed research on measuring efficiencies and effectiveness in rural health clinics. Our current study, RHCs and ACOs, we're looking at impacts on disparities. This is a grant from NIH, so that we've been fortunate to have that, and we're working on that as well. Planned research is to assess the impact of electronic health records on rural health clinics. So we conduct a variety of research activities, for example, interviews with RHCs and ACOs. We survey RHCs about their opinions and beliefs of what they think about ACOs and barriers, if any, to joining an ACO. We've run statistical analysis of the data from many federal sources concerning RHCs and other rural health organizations. So the goals or the aims of the study you can see here, but for the sake of time, I'm going to try to keep moving because I don't know how much time I have left. Our study state region is CMS Region 4, which is the state of Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Florida. All right, so ACOs. ACO are a new model of healthcare delivery. I think everyone's sort of familiar with what they are. Groups of doctors, hospitals, and other healthcare providers come together to voluntarily give coordinated, high-quality care to Medicare patients that they serve, and that's CMS's definition. Okay, so ACOs are in the developmental stages of advancing integrated patient-centered care. Emerging policies will have implications as to whether or not ACOs will achieve quality integrated care while lowering costs. And we believe that understanding ACO leadership, risks, opportunities, rewards, and challenges will play a vital role in the integration of care for rural populations. So our studies, we seek to better understand ACO executive officers' knowledge of rural healthcare organizations and to the extent to which rural healthcare organizations are included in ACO development in the southeastern United States. So a key question would be, how are rural providers being considered in the overall scope of the ACO model adoption and implementation? And if so, how and to what extent are ACOs involving rural health organizations and partners such as rural health clinics? Our methodology, we had telephone interviews with ACO executive officers. It was conducted to study rural health providers and RHC participation among, again, the study states. The interviews took between 15 and 25 minutes to complete by telephone at the convenience of our interviewee. A lot of these ACO executives are very busy right now. So we had two sets of open-ended questions. We asked the ACOs to characterize or describe their ACO, and then we asked the ACO to characterize or describe their participation with rural health providers. The instrument was designed, was developed from existing literature and knowledge from the experts in the field. So from November 2012 to March 2013, approximately 55 CMS Pioneer Shared Savings Accountable Care Organizations in Region 4 were identified, and we sent post-mails, email invitations, followed up with phone calls once per week asking executive officers to please participate with us and please interview. So we had a convenient sample for our methodology, and no incentives were offered for participation, but fortunately some of them did give us their time and their thoughts. It was a struggle. Again, they're very busy. The findings are somewhat preliminary due to most of the ACOs are very newly established. Many were reluctant to participate due to uncertainty. And some were just not operating in rural areas, so they just basically self-selected out. The successes were that we had qualitative interviews with 8 executive officers, which were transcribed, and then the participants, they were a wealth of information and expertise on ACO adoption and development in practice. So the data analysis, we used qualitative content analysis once data saturation was achieved. Once we started to hear the same narratives come back, that's when we knew that that's what the saturation of data refers to. And it was verified by means of inter-rater reliability. So there were 3 of us that also sat and determined what themes we were hearing among the executive officers. So just a bit of the demographics about them. 5 were from business. 1 had business and medical training. 1 had medical training, and 1 was from the legal field. Gender, there were 3 females and 5 males. Okay, this is some of the patient population areas that they cover. So they covered anywhere from that base of, you know, the 5,000 is the base, but most of them were covering at least 10,000 up to 30,000 patients in the states of North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina were some of the. Okay, so let me get to the general findings. ACOs are growing in size, number, and they vary organizationally. Chronic disease management and prevention are major focus areas for them, and most are interested in clinical integration and EMR interoperability. So the 3 predominant themes, growth and variation, preventative primary care and chronic condition management, integration of clinical, IT, and financial systems. So by size, they're growing in patient populations as well as catchment areas or service areas. Also, they're growing by ACO mergers. By number, more ACOs are being established in public, private, and even insurer-based sectors, although it's hard to actually tamp down sometimes the actual numbers in the public and the insurer-based sectors. By variation, they range widely in organizational variation. Some have anchor partners, such as hospitals, and some are IPAs, independent practice associations. Okay, preventative care is emphasized along with chronic condition management. These are the 4 that we're really looking at in our study and other areas, diabetes, COPD, CHF, and cancer. The management of these chronic conditions are complicated due to the comorbidities of the patient populations, especially in rural areas. Okay, one participant noted that you can't address your patient's gaps in care unless you actually know what they are. ACOs are being employed in advance. They would like to know more about advanced analytics and to better understand chronic conditions and complicated morbidities that exist within their patient populations for more effective targeted disease management. Most ACOs were using prevention education, health coaching, health management services for chronic conditions, nurses, and medical assistance for chronic condition monitoring via home visits and telemedicine. Community surveys were put out also because they want to better understand their patient population's needs and their preferences. Okay, in terms of clinical integration, ACOs are integrating all primary and surgical care along with other specialties such as cardiology, nursing, social work, psychology, and even rehabilitation. Understanding the possible financial risks associated with including rural health populations in their ACOs was a concern, specifically addressing financial risk adjustment concerns of including rural areas with such small patient populations that it may proportionally carry a higher chronic disease burden. So financial risk for carrying these patient populations were of concern to them. ACOs were assessing operational improvements and information technology. The major integration they wanted to see and they were interested in was reporting quality measures, adopting integrated EMR systems, data analytics on patient population diseases and gaps in care, and of course utilizing electronic health records. It was another area of interest, as well as telemedicine. So most ACO executives were thinking in terms of clinical provider integration along with electronic IT systems to improve interoperability to produce more optimal coordinated care at lower costs long term. One participant stated, from an operational, clinical, and technology standpoint, the two biggest things that we have had to implement are technology tools necessary to report quality data and detect gaps in care. Okay, so some of the policy impacts, many ACOs weren't clear to the specific rules that CMS has on their regulations. They wanted to know more about what those are and how they could better connect with rural health providers, as well as understanding the critical mass of patient population size. And rural areas, it may be difficult for them to achieve, you know, that base of 5,000 patients. Most ACOs were interested in advanced IT analytics and data mining techniques. And also, future research should focus on examining network connections that are possibly being established among ACOs and RHCs, as well as other rural health providers. Implications for education, training nurses and medical assistants for health coaching, chronic condition management, telemedicine, and electronic health records, that would be of importance. Maintaining training managers and administrators for IT system integration and EMR systems. Further rural health provider education is warranted based on the lack of knowledge of ACO respondents. Some of them didn't actually know what a rural health clinic was. But again, that goes with service area, I think. In practice, think integration of all these systems, clinical, financial, and IT. Emerging best practices should be identified and disseminated. RHC ACO clinical networks should be established. Financial systems should be integrated with clinical IT systems. And IT systems should be in a format that's more convertible at lower costs in terms of interoperability. If we that would be a major step, but we'll see if that ever happens. Financial incentives and understanding risks associated with including rural health partners, again, well, it was one of their major concerns administratively. Okay, so the answer to our question here, so many of the newly formed ACOs that participated in our study, they do participate with rural providers such as RHCs and critical access hospitals. So the networks are beginning to form even in rural areas. This study findings tend to suggest that these RHCs and CAH ACO participation linkages and partnerships will grow over the next several years. Most ACOs and partnerships indicate that they have plans to expand their involvement with rural health organizations and their patient populations in the future. Again, they were interested in assessing risks and rewards for including rural health providers, increasing access to chronic condition, health care management, and coaching for rural populations, and improving health outcomes among rural populations as well. Again, financial, IT, and clinical integration was important to them, and overall improving the value of integrated health care that includes rural providers and their patient populations. Some of the reported disadvantages, again, financial risks, smaller patient population sizes, and again, that Medicare patient population baseline being set at a minimum of 5,000 beneficiaries in less densely populated rural areas in order for ACO to operate under the shared savings program. So some of the advantages, there's strong willingness to improve care and health outcomes for all patients. They're committed to improving the capacity building and infrastructure for the utilization of electronic medical records, electronic health records, telemedicine, data analytics, and quality measures for reporting and aggregate. There's a strong willingness to improve accessibility and reduce gaps in care to underserved patient populations in rural areas. So that in summary, those were the three themes: a variety of growth, prevention and chronic condition management, and an emphasis on clinical, IT, and financial system integration. So these are the takeaways, and thank you for your time.